Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Rob Carey, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of the Navy. Also joining us in our conversation is Bob Reeve, partner in IBM's DoD practice. Rob, we talk with many of our guests about collaborating with industry, and you've called for an innovative partnership with industry. Could you elaborate a bit on the kinds of partnerships you are developing and to improve operations? And in what areas would you like to enhance or expand this public-private collaboration?
Al, there are so many opportunities in the information age to collaborate with industry. I'll start with just a couple. We work on enterprise licensing agreements for software and some hardware sets that allows us to buy in economical order quantities. But what has been an interesting twist over the last 12 months, for example, is the advent of net-centric licensing. What does that mean? That means that as we develop joint systems, as we develop systems that the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines will access, are the licensing agreements for the software built to enable that sharing? Typically, licensing agreements could be for an organization as large as the Department of Navy and focused internally. So everyone in the Department of Navy can access a certain system and share the information accordingly within the tenets of the licensing agreement. But what about when Army and Navy have to share, when DoD and DHS has to share? So that's a really exciting opportunity to redefine the landscape of how we do IT systems management, IT systems procurement. I spend a fair amount of time with the IAC team and the ACT team building relationships with industry to better understand what you all do. And if I don't do that, I am remiss in my responsibilities of understanding where is industry going with technology and how does the Department of the Navy take advantage of it. Again, when we have partnerships to deliver capabilities at the other end that aren't adversarial at all, that are collaborative, we get products and solutions and you get to stay in business delivering those solutions on our behalf. So it's an important thing for us to continue to better relationships, understand what each other's needs are, and then deliver collaborative solutions.
Rob, you've talked in earlier segments about the team that you work with across the government IT space. Could you elaborate on your approach personally to empowering your employees? How do you lead change and enable your staff and those within the organization to accept the inevitability of change and make the most of it?
Bob, I am one of those managers and leaders that I like to coach and help. I do not want to get in and make decisions, although I can if I have to. I like to empower the team to go solve problems that I didn't even know about and then come back and tell me that they did that. And my team is very good at that. I learned that from my previous bosses, Dave Winogrand and Dan Porter, that you know you're empowered to go solve problems on my behalf that you see, maybe not that I see. All problems don't come through the CIO's focal plane. They're all over the map. And then deciding which ones are appropriately resolved by my office and which ones aren't is a designation that my team leaders understand. We also think of ourselves as a learning organization, which is an important attribute. So I run a quarterly training series called Expanding Boundaries, and we review latest books. We have a world-class instructor, an educator by the name of Barry Frew, who used to teach at the Naval Postgraduate School, help us with understanding new concepts of how to manage change, how to lead, how to embrace our own strengths, and then deliver value.
With the evolution of the global threat environment and the many challenges associated with that, how do you envision DoD and its information technology efforts evolving in the next 2 to 5 years to meet these challenges?
I think we will see the attribute-based access control, ABAC, come to reality. I think we'll see an integration of biometrics and public key infrastructure into a complementary set of tools. Today, there are some that think it's one or the other, but I think they're complementary technologies that deliver the security at the front end of the system. I think we'll see identity management technologies blossom, which is getting the physical and logical access deployed in such a way that it's consistent across the DoD. I think we'll see service-oriented architectures and enable the enablement of net-centric activities to really begin to blossom. I think we'll see IPv6 rolling out. While it has been on the horizon is getting closer, and we are now investing in those activities to enable our enterprise to take advantage of IPv6.
So along similar lines, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for improving federal IT, and how much is the existence of open standards and open architectures, service-oriented architecture, which you mentioned earlier, and the availability of free systems such as Linux influencing some of your thinking?
Open systems provide an opportunity for the Department of Navy to use that as a tool in the toolbox. I wrote a letter last year that pretty much delineated that. It did not say anything other than you can use these as if they were a COTS technology and that they are aligned with every other acquisition regulation out there. That allowed people to embrace them to the extent that and give them sort of top cover that, hey, they're okay to use open source technologies. So we believe open standards are the right way to go, because open architectures and open standards are the things that we want to gravitate to because they facilitate interoperability. The proprietary systems are embedded in where we are. However, we want to make sure that when we go and create our component of the gig, the ForceNet, Naval ForceNet construct, which is the naval component of the gig, the way we are interoperable is if we have open standards and define ways of communicating across systems. So open architectures and open standards, service-oriented architectures are tools in our toolbox to enable information sharing and information access.
So, Rob, you've got one of the most popular blogs out there on the net. You're a Federal 100 Award recipient. You've clearly had a very successful and interesting career. So, other than blowing things up in the Army, what's been the most rewarding aspect of your career? And what advice might you give to someone who is out there perhaps thinking about a career in public service?
I've had so many rewarding parts of my career. Whether it was serving in Iraq, serving my nation in a uniform capacity in a wartime environment, whether it was blowing things up at Aberdeen Proving Ground. But I look back at what I've done over the last 27 years, and I think of the opportunity to serve the nation, which was a goal of mine, to sort of give back to what we have. And then, I think that that desire to contribute is something that if you want to serve the government, you want to serve the Department of the Navy, and you want to be sort of turned loose to go make a difference, this is what I would counsel young people to do. Because when I came to the Department of Navy, when I worked for the Army, I was pretty much turned loose. So my success was what I made of it. My failures were what I would make of them. And I appreciated that opportunity that I could, sort of run with the ball, if you will. And I got a great deal of satisfaction of every job I've had being afforded that opportunity to make a difference. And if anybody sees any emails from me, that's sort of my tagline, is make a difference every day, because I believe that. And I believe that there is an opportunity in the Department of Navy in public service to make a difference, whether it's for the taxpayers or the warfighters.
That's fantastic. Unfortunately, Rob, we have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule, but more importantly, Bob and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across the many roles you've held at the DOD.
Al and Bob, I appreciate you having me on the show today. I think this was a wonderful forum to just discuss what we're doing in the Department of Navy. I do want to thank, my team at DONCIO, because of all the hard work they do, we are successful in sharing information across the department. And I do want to recognize all the men and women that are serving in harm's way today, because without them, I don't think we would be here.
That's fantastic. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Robert Carey, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of the Navy. My co-host has been Bob Reeve, partner in IBM's DOD practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.